Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. It is the season for giving.
I go way back with Bazzi. And quite frankly, his daughter, Ariana, is now following in his footsteps. She's part of the Get Marty team. Larry, just to put this into perspective, and Bazzi's very humble about this stuff. He's bought $350,000 worth of turkeys since he started this program. Larry, wrap your arms around that.
That's incredible.
They open up the phone lines and say, you want a turkey? Get on the list. And he broke a record yesterday, and he's joining us. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Good morning. Larry, good morning. Good morning, the city of Pittsburgh.
I just seen you, Richard. I was up driving in the North Hills, and I was behind one of your trucks, and I had, you know, your iconic cowboy hat on. I loved it. I'm like, I know him.
That's so funny. So, you guys, I have to divert and deflect for just one second, because yeah. I hear all of you guys with your wonderful schools, and this one went to North Allegheny, and this one went to Central, and all these elitists, and I went, guess where I went?
McKeesport.
Still Valley, baby.
Same
yeah,
difference.
Baby.
There you go.
Hold on. Steel Valley, this man, how many scholarships did you give out there last year?
Oh, we gave a few.
20.
We make sure we take care of our...
Everyone on the list.
Yeah, you know what? There's no winners, there's no losers. If you pick a winner, that means somebody's a loser. Pick a winner.
So, Larry, he sets up this giveaway for $5,000 for scholarships, and he tells everybody to enter. One person's supposed to win. He gives a scholarship to everyone who enters. No kidding.
Of course.
That's what we do.
Listen, and so you're going to talk about turkeys.
Right.
And 1,039 turkeys.
Wow.
And really, we were only restricted in the amount we had by the amount that we could find. So that was our only restriction. It wasn't dollars. It wasn't ability. It wasn't anything. It was based on what we could find. So then today, and we talked about Odyssey, and we talked about cross-platform promotion, right? So, as you know, I'm a big part of the Bubba Show also.
Yeah, of course.
So Sheetz comes out today and says, promotion, $1.99 gas for one day.
It's all that.
Wonderful. Sheetz is a wonderful company. I've done business with them. They're a great company, great family company, and I love them. But I threw down the gauntlet, Marty. I threw down the gauntlet. I said, if I'm going to give 1,000 turkeys, then – make a commitment to the city, not just a day. What I'd like you guys to do is set that price for a month and let these people that I gave turkeys to be able to afford to put gas in their car to come and get them.
Nice. Hey, that's a great gesture. Hey, how do people get their turkeys? I really want to know.
Well, so when you called in to ask for your turkey, you gave us your name, you gave us the location that you chose that would be closest and most convenient for you to pick up the turkey.
Right.
And that went on a list. The lists were printed, and trucks are on location at each of our locations.
By the way, Richard, these are really big turkeys, man.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Well, what do you think? Come on.
My man.
Remember, my brother
got a turkey from you so big, 22 pounds. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's it. Believe me, Diane Gibson is the key to this whole thing. Not me, Diane Gibson. Without her, there is no turkey.
Plus, she should deal with you, man. You know what
I'm
saying?
And plus Ronnie. You know Ronnie. He brings you your turkey.
Love Ronnie, man. Ronnie's my man. Hey, I love you. But you know that. We're twin sons of different mothers. You never say no, ever.
Larry, wait, I want to say something to Larry.
Yeah,
Larry, thank you so much for being so kind to my daughter.
Well, you know what? The apple didn't fall too far. She is a gifted, intelligent, kind person, and it's been an honor to meet her. And when she comes to work with Get Marty and Patrick, it's been a joy to meet her, and she's got a bright future ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, just seriously, both of you, for being so kind and embracing to my daughter.
Brother, man.
I love hearing those things. I love that. Thank you.
Well, listen, we both have daughters, Marty and I, and, you know, it never gets old. You hear something good about your kids, and especially looking out for your daughter. So we appreciate that. And
thank you.
You've set the bar high for her.
Yeah, no, really. She passed me a long time ago. But, you know, I didn't realize something that she told me. I didn't realize that you were the voice inside the stadium.
You didn't do that?
Check in, man.
I didn't know that.
Tackle on the plate. How about this?
I wonder if the city knows that.
You know what? The fans, they don't know who, but they hear you. And, you know, it was fun to say.
Do it, Larry. What were you going to do? Go ahead.
Interception. T.J. Watt, yeah. Or when you announce him coming out of the tunnel.
Do the third down. Come on, man.
It's third
down. Come on, Larry.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about
my man?
How about Pittsburgh Steelers?
T.J. Watt comes out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do it. Come on, man.
An outside linebacker from Wisconsin, number 90, T.J. Watt.
That's fantastic.
He's amazing. That gets my juices going.
He's the best, man.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you also. Thank you.
You
Thank
got
you
it, man.
So much.
We love him, man.
Richard Bazzi.
I love him.
Very, very generous man.
He is my man.
On a Big K Morning Show. 9:20 now, News Radio KDK. The Big K Morning Show. And every Tuesday at this time, we welcome our esteemed colleague, a real journalist.
Whoa, is that a smack on me, man?
Lynn Hayes Freeland.
What?
No.
A real journalist.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, and you spent many years covering stories in this town, a few decades or so.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I had a conversation with someone the other day, and I think that a lot of times people think of journalists as people who do print media, and they don't always look at broadcast journalist as journalist. It's kind of weird.
That's a good point.
You have to turn that down in the background, then.
You know what? I was waiting to hear you guys. It's actually my smart speaker.
Ooh.
Alexa, stop. That's the way I listen to you. Sorry.
Alexis, tell us everything you can about Marty.
We might have to filter that, though, see? We might have to filter that. I don't know if you want to take that on live radio.
Hey, Lynn, before we get on, I got to ask you about a comment you just made. I think it's important. There are very few, this is the truth, very few journalists left, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, the other day I wanted to put out on social media telling me what dress you're wearing or the fact that you guys all match on the news set tonight and you have on the same shoes. That's not journalism. Tell me what the stories are. Tell me what the news are. It makes me crazy.
Absolutely. Got to ask you, curious. So Elon Musk says the former president's back online with Twitter. Now, who is the ultimate judge of what can and can't be posted on Twitter that would become some threshold of offense or some kind of fake news that they take down? Who are those people now?
You know, at this point, I think that Twitter's in total disarray. I mean, even before this decision, I was seriously trying to reevaluate my relationship with Twitter. I mean, I have a personal account on Twitter and I have a business account on Twitter. And because of the total chaos that seems to exist there, I'm not sure that I even want to continue my relationship. I didn't see this thing where you could vote on whether or not Donald Trump's account should be reinstated. So I don't know. At this moment in time, I have no faith in the future of Twitter. Now, that could change. But today, I have none.
Oh, who cares?
Well, I'll tell you who cares.
Who cares what I think or who cares what happens to Twitter?
Little of both.
No, you've got somebody. I can't figure the math out here that Elon Musk would pay $44 billion for Twitter. And all of a sudden, he just doesn't want it. Then he does want it. Then he fires half the people. And then people quit because they don't like his new dictates.
Look, man, he's the Thomas Edison. The Albert Einstein of our generation. Do not question this man's success because he'll find a way. I marvel at his brain. It's amazing.
Why is that? I mean, from everything I hear, Tesla while it's a very popular entity, it's not necessarily the most successful, as I understand it. What is it you marvel at?
Made him the richest guy on Earth. I don't know how that wouldn't be successful. He's the richest guy on Earth. Other than that, created 50,000 jobs and changed the marketplace forever. He's putting rockets to the moon. He's going to go to Mars before anyone else. I find him to be fascinating.
He is, though.
Let me say this.
That narcissistic part of his personality that makes me, I think that anytime you have a narcissist making decisions, they have the potential to have a negative effect on the majority.
Plus, it's the highest, Twitter's blowing up, man. And they have the highest number of folks in history on Twitter.
Get Marty, partner, Pat.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Patrick just sent us this from Elon Musk. New Twitter policy is freedom of speech, but not freedom of reach. Negative/hate tweets will be maxed, de-boosted, and demonetized, so no ads or other revenue to Twitter. You won't find the tweet unless you specifically seek it out, which is no different from the rest of the internet.
Hey, Lynn, this gets back to your original point about journalists, and that's why I kind of diminished the value of what we're talking about with that. I really am concerned about our business. 4,000 newspapers have shut down, two a week. There are about 100,000 journalists on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That scares the hell out of me. That most people go to Twitter for four words to get their news. It scares me, quite frankly.
It does, and it's very distressing that people don't make that distinction.
Right.
They don't understand
right.
the difference. They
She's
think
right.
because they saw it on social media, it is the news, and it's not. And the process of digging, investigating, checking resources, checking, you know, all that information, that doesn't exist in a lot of that world. So it's easy to understand how people have such false information.
Hey, Lynn, did you see this video of the folks from the Post-Gazette chasing around
Block?
Did you see that?
I did.
Woo!
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
He came unglued.
Woo!
And I understand he was aggravated, but if he'd think back, it would have been maybe handled a little differently. We'll explain
that.
Yes,
we will.
Coming up, we're with Lynn Hayes-Preland, Big K Morning Show. It's 9:25.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Kathy Berger is checking the PennDOT cameras.
And Larry, we still have some traffic out there on the roadways, but for the most part, the morning is beginning to thin out. I'm looking at the outbound side of the Parkway West. No problems from the tunnels all the way out toward Pittsburgh International. And on the inbound side, the ramp from inbound Parkway West to southbound 79. Still have a couple of vehicles off to the side of the roadway, but no delays at all as you travel through there. Then if you travel inbound toward the tunnels, we're looking at slow traffic from Parkway Center. Parkway East backs just before Edgewood-Swissvale heading into the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Sunshine today, tomorrow into Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday. High today 47. We're at 34 right now. Show every Tuesday. We talk to Lynn Hayes-Freeland during this 9 o'clock hour. And Lynn, we were talking about the definition of journalist, and you mentioned a lot of people relate that to writers for newspapers and now digital, and you know the challenges that that world has had. I think about this after 233 years, Post-Gazette, you know, their strike on struggling and trying to figure it out, and at a rest stop on the highway, Alan and Susan Block, now from the famous Block family. The Block family has owned the Post-Gazette for what? Eons.
They have $600-700 million, so people know this.
And a reporter, John Allen, started, you know, recording a video, and he confronted them.
About why they won't negotiate, pay health care, pay reporters.
Hey, Alan, why won't you reach agreement with your workers?
You lose tens of
Hey, don't touch me, Alan.
You have no permission to...
You've owned newspapers for years. You know that I don't need permission to film you in public. Why'd you cut off the health care of your workers?
Oh, we didn't. That's all a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
It's a lie.
It's not a
lie.
I'm not lying at all.
You're lying.
You know, since Alan has been in charge of the newspapers,
you know what? No one's.
He hasn't given a raise to employees at the Toledo Blade once. Once. I did leave. I'm not at the papers anymore.
Good.
So but what about the people that are there?
They should get other jobs if they're not happy.
They should get other jobs if they're not happy? How about you just be ethical owners? Why not just be ethical owners? If you're going to still own the newspapers, why not treat people fairly?
So that conversation went from inside to outside the parking lot, and then Alan and Susan Block left. So,
well, the big and Lynn knows this stuff. The businesses are in a downward spiral. It's a fact. They're losing, was it 20 million a year? And check this out. Here's what's scary about the Pittsburgh scenario, and Lynn knows this. Half of the reporters are still writing. The other half walked out. So Lynn, they don't have unity. And it's sad, actually, what's happening at the Post-Gazette. The audience doesn't notice it because the sports writers still write their sports.
Are still writing their
That's
sports.
Right.
And as long as there is a digital version, that kind of fills this gap. But, you know, the realities are there are news deserts across our region.
Yep.
There are places that don't get news, that don't get covered. And that's the danger. There are things that happen under the cloak of darkness that no one knows about because those communities aren't getting coverage and there's no outlet for the coverage that is there.
Lynn,
well,
that
about 20% of the country has no local paper, Lynn.
Right.
Yep.
I know. Well, remember, I mean, I grew up with two papers and we got both papers. We got the morning paper, the Post-Gazette, and we got the evening paper, the Press. And even, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, I read the paper. I read the papers every day.
Kids don't have any idea. Or I shouldn't say kids, young people up to who knows what age. They're like, paper, I've never really looked at one.
It's true, Larry.
But,
oh, absolutely.
And again, after 233 years of publishing, this is significant. If someone's listening, saying to themselves, who cares, to Lynn's point, the whole idea of freedom of the press is to have a watchdog on government primarily. And you're right, under the cloak of darkness, they'll do a lot of things that they wouldn't do if they had reporters checking in with regularity. I mean, real journalists, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was the example in Pittsburgh City Council. Was that earlier this year, Marty?
Yep. Big raise. 80% raise.
Right. And there was a time that every station, everybody had people that went up to City Council.
Right.
Every meeting to see what was going on. They read the agenda, would call back to the station, hey, nothing really going on, or hey, we might be interested in this. You know, all of that. But now none of that happens. And so, yeah, had it not been for Marty knowing, revealing that, it could have happened.
But Lynn, let's set up a typical scenario back in the day. Harold Hayes, wasn't he the City Hall guy?
Yes.
Always there. Almost every day. Right?
Oh, yeah. He would go straight from home sometimes.
And you had insane relationships with school board folks and the superintendent, right?
Right.
None of that exists right now.
No, it really doesn't. In fact, I was reading this morning online about the two resolutions before the school board that are coming up for a vote tonight.
Saw that.
And I wonder how many Pittsburgh Public School parents even know about this.
It's true. It's true. We're in a bad place.
And
let me say this. Look, I respect new media. Cripes, I have a media company. However, my kids, every night, this is the truth, Larry, they tell me made-up stuff that they got from TikTok. Lynn, every night.
Well, you know, and it's funny to me, Marty, when somebody says, well, I saw it on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for so long, I just saw TikTok as an entertainment vehicle.
Thank you.
I didn't see it as a news source. In fact, I'm still not sure that I see it
as a news source. You're right on, sister. And those stupid girls shaking their booties. I could give a crap about that crap.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, again, you know, when I look at social media, especially, quote, journalists, and I am using air quotes there.
Of course.
I want to know about the stories that are breaking. What are you covering tonight? What's in the news? I don't care that your shoes match your dress and the three people on the set all happen to have the same color on today. I just personally don't care about that.
I've had this argument in my own house, and it's very relevant. I don't give a crap what a news reporter had for dinner last night at Minatello's. I just don't care.
Right.
And they don't care, though, about the news, and it's dangerous.
Although, I'll say this, in the early days, I remember going to John Delano one day and saying, hey, John, your Twitter's blowing up. What did you post yesterday?
Right.
And he said, oh, I put something on there about how much weight my dog had gained.
Yeah.
I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, but we still got to cover the news. Hey, I got to ask you something before we lose you here. I think people forget you have a primary going on in Georgia.
Oh, yeah, December 6th.
They forget.
The runoff. Herschel Walker, is he going to be the new United States Senator representing Georgia?
And does it matter? At this point.
Herschel Walker, who last night said that Warnock was responsible for the cancellation of All in the Family, that Herschel Walker?
What?
Oh God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I can say. But does it matter anymore?
I think it does outside
of Georgia.
I mean, I think it does. I think for Democrats, it does matter because then at least it gives Democrats a 51-50 split. And there are some times, you know, there have been folks in the Democratic Party that didn't necessarily agree with the other Dems.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it can make a difference. I think it always matters. That's what I'll say. I think it always matters. We lose sight of that.
Hayes Freeland, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk again next Tuesday.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
On our Big Love K her. Morning Show.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.